Overall, a lot of folks have him going with a quarterback, but a lot of different quarterbacks are in that range. You kind of shrug your head and make a face like that. What do you think about that idea?
Well, that's the $64 million question, isn't it? Because you got to get the quarterback position right. And if you take a quarter, two things you can't do. You can't take a first-round quarterback and miss on it, nor can you pass up a first-round quarterback that ends up being a guy. Now, at 25, it's a little bit different. A lot of people talk about, okay, once you get past the first surge, indeed, if these, some of these guys go in the first 10, 15 picks, do you have to move back from the second round to get into that position? Do you have to move from 25 to get into that team position to get one of these guys? When it comes to the quarterback, it's, to steal a Marv Levy term, it's simple but not easy. Are they a franchise quarterback or not? If they are, you do whatever you have to move up to get a franchise quarterback. If they're not, you can't touch them. You can't take a kid that you're not sure is a franchise quarterback in the first round and think you're going to survive. You can maybe at the second and the third round. I must say, when you go back and look at the history of the quarterback picks from 20 to 32, it's not a pretty picture. Everybody's going to look at Aaron Rodgers. Great. Also, okay, well, then just wait till the sixth round and get a Hall of Famer like Tom Brady, right, if you want to look at that outlier. You look at the other picks, I think there are 12 of them. I'm close enough for government work, I think, over the last 20 years, since 1998, in that 20 to 32 range. Outside of Aaron Rodgers, not a pretty picture. So you've got to have the courage of your conviction on your evaluation. And if one of these guys, I don't care if the, whether it's Watson, whether it's Kaiser, whether it's Mahomes, whether it's Trubisky, if one of them fall, you got to have the courage of your conviction. Are they a franchise quarterback or not?
Which of them do you like the most, those four?
I like them all. There's no reason any of them can't play. Now, you could say the same thing about Vince Young, Jamarcus Russell, Brady Quinn. I mean, Brandon Wheaton. The list goes on and on. There's no reason they shouldn't have been quarterbacks. This is a hard group to evaluate because the top guys, whether it's Watson, Kaiser, Mahomes, come out of systems that not a lot of it translates into the NFL. You're having to take – I've heard one evaluator tell me, I can only take about 15% of their throws and extrapolate into the NFL. So if a guy throws the ball 400 times – that's not a lot to draw from. And the one guy that you can, Trubisky, has been doing it for 1 year. This is a tough one. This is going to stretch and test your ability to evaluate the quarterback position.
So with that in mind, if you've got your GM hat on for the Texans, who are you taking?
At the quarterback position?
In general.
Oh, you know, at 25, if one of these guys fall to you, they're falling there for a reason. Hard for me to imagine that you think you're going to get your guy, and particularly when you're talking about a Bill O'Brien who's at the stage in his career where we've gone through a few quarterbacks now. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about here. Okay, I've been down that road. Not an easy place to be. And to think that you're going to, at this stage, select a quarterback in the first round, and you're going to survive that trials and tribulations of the first year, few guys have tried to do that. Typically, the successful combinations, you take a quarterback in your first year as your tenure. That's the ideal, that's the optimum scenario. Later on, it's a little bit tougher. So you take a guy with the 25th pick, you better have the career. And this can't be, well, he's going to develop. He needs some time. Those two sentences don't go together in today's NFL. First round, and he needs time to develop. Then he's not a first round pick.
Somebody, as you say, who's been down that road before, what have you thought about the job he's done juggling eight different starters?
Well, that's been my career, so I understand. That's difficult to be. At some point, you better settle in, or he's going to be sitting next to me doing draft work for the NFL Network rather than coaching a team, because you got to get the quarterback situation right.
Other than the quarterback position, what player do you like the most that you think is going to be around in that area in the 20s?
Well, again, if the quarterbacks all get pulled up, that means some pretty good players got pushed back. Secondary seems to be very, very strong. The offensive line doesn't seem particularly strong on the front end, so some pretty good offensive linemen could get dropped into that mid-20 range. There are some tight ends out there, if that's a particular need, that could be interesting at that point. So there's going to be value there that can always help a team, any team, I don't care who you are, even a good team like the Houston Texans, whether it's on the defense or the offensive side of the ball.
Are we talking too much about quarterback? Might the guy be there with Tom Savage?
Well, that's for them to figure out. We don't know. Haven't seen enough of them. Could be. I'll say the same thing about Tom Savage, about these other young quarterbacks. There's no reason he shouldn't be a good quarterback. But you've got to go to your evaluation and figure out right now. No one knows better than you. You see what he's about. If you think he can be that guy, then you know, God bless you, go forward with it and wrap as many offensive players as you can around Tom Savage so he can be successful.
Coach Billet, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.